USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after a shooter opened fire at the Gilroy Garlic Festival Sunday evening. Joy Alexio, spokesman for the Santa Clara County Health System, has an update on the shooting victims.
One patient has been discharged, one patient has been transferred to Stanford, and of the five remaining patients, one is in critical condition, two are in serious condition, and two are in fair condition.
Monday at the White House, President Trump signs a bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
This law makes permanent the financial support for families who lost precious loved ones as a result of September 11th attacks.
The president says the nation has come together to honor those affected by 9/11.
They answered terror with the emotional strength of true American warriors.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As Republicans in Congress call for Democrats to move on from the Russia investigation and Robert Mueller testimony, Democratic Congressman from New Jersey, Josh Gottheimer, tells Fox News it is possible to do oversight of the White House and focus on other issues.
You got to make sure that you're able to do your job, which is oversight. We have a constitutional responsibility to get to the bottom of the facts, to get more information, keep looking for more information, but we also have to make sure we do the other part, you know, get health care costs down, do the other issues that matter to folks. And I think you actually can do both quite well.
The White House insists everything is being done to protect the 2020 election from foreign interference. On CBS's Face the Nation, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the Trump administration takes election security seriously.
We've met with every single presidential campaign to go over how to prepare against and prevent foreign intervention into the 2020 election.
Mulvaney was also asked about an election security bill. He dismissed the bill as unnecessary and showmanship. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. maximum pressure campaign is having an impact on Iran.
Many here in Washington said that American sanctions alone won't work. Well, they've worked.
Pompeo also says the U.S. will not allow Iran to close key shipping lanes like the Strait of Hormuz.
We're going to keep them open. We're going to build out a maritime security plan. Countries from all across the world who have a vested interest in keeping those waterways open will participate. It will take more time than we wish it would take, but I'm very confident that the world understands its importance, that America is prepared to be a significant part of that, but we need countries from all across the world to assist us.
The dad who left his one-year-old twins in the car while he went and worked an eight-hour shift told police officers that he blanked out. The man pled not guilty to two counts of manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and endangering the welfare of a child. KidsInCars.org director Amber Rollins shares with Fox News some tips on how you can prevent these sorts of tragedies.
So a lot of times these tragedies happen when there's a miscommunication between two parents or two adults. You want to literally verbally announce who is getting each child out of the vehicle. And then you also want to do that look before you lock and check once everybody's out to make sure. If your child goes to any type of child care facility, home daycare, if you take them to grandma to watch them, you know, during the day, you want to make a policy with that person that they would call you immediately if your child didn't show up as planned.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.